the UCR Podcast.
It's a good week for Rush fans. I'm going to cut right to the chase and share a conversation that I had earlier today with friend of UCR, Chuck Armstrong. We laid out all of our thoughts regarding the reunion news that we all got this morning. Thank you for being here with us on the podcast. Hope you enjoy. A couple of Rush nerds just hanging out. Here we go.
My name is Chuck Armstrong. I host Loudwire's radio show, Loudwire Nights, and I'm joined by Matt Wardlaw, who hosts Ultimate Classic Rock Nights, the radio show for ultimateclassicrock.com. Matt, it's good to see you, man.
Chuck, man, it is always so good to see you, and I'm so thrilled that we're doing this today, man.
Yeah, me too. I mean, listen, we could get on and talk for hours about rock and music in general, but today we've got a very specific topic. The announcement that Rush are back in 2026 for the Rush 50-something tour, something that it wasn't even like, oh, this is impossible. It was inconceivable. Like, it wasn't
even nowhere on the radar.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And so we have a lot to talk about. And of course, we've got all the news at loudwire.com and ultimateclassicrock.com. We've also got a contest that's going to send one lucky winner and a guest to Chicago to see this incredible tour. But I want to talk about all this. And listen, you are sitting right now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, where this news started percolating last night. So you got to tell us all about this.
Yeah, man. Chuck, I think you know that you and I, we never, ever pass up a good opportunity. And so you and I got the call and they were like, how would you like to come to Cleveland to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to... They couldn't tell us what the event was, but they were just like, it's going to be worth your time. They did tell us it involved Rush. And immediately you and I both said, yes. And, you know, me being the guy that was in the proximity to get there, I was there as soon as I could possibly get there. And man, just what an amazing night as we, this happened last night. So Sunday evening, as we got close to the actual event, we found out that what it was going to be was a conversation with Geddy, Lee, and Alex Lifeson. Beyond that, you know, we knew that Jeff Eggers from the Washington Post was going to, you know, kind of host the conversation, but didn't know any details beyond that. And so it was just an incredible night. It started out with the Rock Hall playing the induction footage from when Rush got inducted back in 2013. And yeah, it was really fun to just relive how amazing Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins, how amazing their speech was. And of course, the, you know, Rush guys get up and talk, and it's legendary, Alex Lifeson's blah, blah, blah speech. But it's been a while since I've seen that, so I forgot how animated he is, how theatrical his whole thing was, and especially how long his blah, blah, blah speech went on. It was absolutely incredible. That was one of the things that Jeff got into last night that I was very happy he did, was he asked Alex to kind of, you know, talk about the origins of doing that. And I think that Alex has talked about this a little bit in the past, but he confirmed that, you know, that Geddy and Neil did not know he was going to do that. And Geddy confirmed that, in fact, Geddy looked a little bit annoyed, and Geddy was like, yeah, I was a little bit annoyed. So, but Geddy said, once I had a chance to see the footage, he's like, because we were standing behind Alex, he's like, once I got a chance to see the footage after the fact, he's like, I got it. And, you know, of course, in true Geddy Lee style, he's like, I thought it was effing hilarious, you know? So it was really kind of lighthearted stuff like that. Them telling stories, including an amusing story about, you know, Kiss, when they played some shows with Kiss back in the day. So kind of some good, like, war stories. And then they started taking fan questions. And somewhere in the midst of the fan questions, there was a question from CB in Highland Park, who asked if they would ever consider touring again. And they answered that they would, and this and that. So what's funny, Chuck, to you and I, is that the CB, that was Cliff Bernstein from Q Prime Artist Management, who was in the audience. The question was absolutely a plant, and the reaction from the audience was amazing, because everybody laughed because it was just kind of a funny moment. And then they like realized that, like, wait, these guys are serious. And the audience at that point just went crazy. And then from that point, Jeff, you know, started to ask some more questions about the particulars of the tour, which, you know, we've got all those details up at ultimateclassicrock.com and loudwire.com. But it just was an amazing emotional night. You could really see as these guys were kind of laying out the details of how they arrived at the decision to tour, just what an emotional thing it still is for both of them to talk about Neil. So it was an incredible night, man.
It's amazing, man. And you mentioned CB, Cliff Bernstein, and, you know, it is worth mentioning, you know, he's pretty integral in the history of Rush.
Yes.
I think as legend has it, you know, he got that self-titled record. He got his ears on it and just fell in love with it, signed them to a deal, and the rest is truly history. And so for him to be the plant and to ask that question and to be there, man, full circle doesn't really even capture that moment.
Yeah. I had a chance, as I told you last night, to sit with Cliff afterwards, like later in the night, and just really kind of thank him for the way he has always advocated for us as music fans and bands, because that's really what it is, man. This is the guy that, as you know, like, he's the guy, you know, behind AC/DC, Metallica, you know, you mentioned the history with Rush. Like, we could go on. Like, any of the fans hearing this right now, watching this right now, like, your biggest favorite bands, Cliff Bernstein and Peter Mensch at Q Prime, like, they engineered a lot of that success, and they are still working with lots of these guys decades later. It was incredible. The other thing I'll mention is that not only was Cliff there, but also Donna Halper was there, and she was the music director here in Cleveland at WMMS back in the day. And she's the other part of kind of that first album story, because there was a Canadian record promo guy named Bob Roper who went on to become a big guy in Canada, who just basically sent her a package, wasn't working the band. You know, the label he was working for at the time had already passed on signing the band, but he was like, Donna, I think you should hear this. So she listens to the record, and she puts on and plays Working Man for the first time in the United States. So 50 plus years later, she was there to introduce and bring out Geddy and Alex. And the best part that I learned later is that Cliff and everybody brought her to Cleveland, but did not tell her what was happening. And, you know, so she had no knowledge, like the rest of us, as far as what was going to go down. So cool.
That's awesome, man. Well, so cool for you to be there, and so cool now today to be able to celebrate this news of Rush coming back together and hitting the road next year for the Rush 50 something tour, covering a lot of dates in 2026, and who knows what the future might hold. I want to say, if you're watching this on YouTube right now, we've got a great little section that has a ton of Rush records that you should probably pick up, because I'm guessing fans are going to be clamoring to buy all things Rush these next few days. So we've got your vinyl needs covered for Rush at loudwire.com. And I'll tell you, man, if you want to get 15% off that, we have a promo code Chuck15, CHUCK15. And that'll,
you know, that's funny, Chuck, that you mentioned that, because I also have a promo code Wardlaw15 that incidentally will get these same people watching this right now 15% off their order. But, you know, I always like to say this to fans when we have moments like this happen, like, because this is a band that, like, you have the albums, or you had the albums, or you had the albums and somebody was over at your house and walked away with the albums. Like, so I'm really glad you mentioned that, because, like, there is no better time than the present to go and grab yourself some of those things that you've either always wanted or things that you need to replace. Now's the time, man, because as we've seen the internet basically broke this morning when they announced the news of this reunion. So this is, I think, very much in a similar fashion to, it's, you know, this relates to a sad thing, but, like, obviously when we lost Ozzy, we saw that Ozzy and Black Sabbath records just sold out everywhere. So I think that we're seeing a similar kind of reaction with Rush, where people are just going crazy and are, you know, grabbing Rush records. And, you know, yeah, man, no time like the present. Amazing, amazing stuff.
That's right. And I see we got a message in the live chat that, you know, he's very excited. He said, I guess I'll go back through their catalog now. Yeah, now is a good time to do that, man. Now is it, just like you said, Matt. Well, listen, I'm curious, man. You know, you mentioned Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins at the... at the induction for Rush. And there's stories going around about exactly kind of what led to this reunion or this tour for 2026, or Alex and Geddy really, you know, considering this. Cause I mean, you think about the R40 tour 2015, that was it. And there were plenty of interviews years after that. I think 2018, Geddy was pretty, pretty set saying no plans to tour again. And then, and so that was it. And then Neil passes away in 2020. So any possibility of this is gone. And it just, it becomes another band that if you didn't get a C, you'll never get a C. And it just is what it is. It was the reality. But here we are talking about, no, actually the impossible is now possible. And so, you know, I mentioned Taylor, I mentioned Dave. Can you kind of, as you heard things at the Rock Hall last night, as you've, you know, no doubt spent so much time just diving into this today, like I have.
Sure.
Can you kind of take us through what led to this potentially?
I can. Absolutely. You know, and it's interesting because there's a couple things. One, you know, since you mentioned Taylor and Dave, I do want to reflect back on one additional piece of the 2013 induction ceremony performance itself after they got done giving their speeches and all that kind of stuff. Of course, Dave and Taylor, and I always forget who came out with them to play. But anyway, the three of them came out to play as Rush. They were all dressed up like the Rush guys, and they played like the first part of the 2112 Overture and just killed it. And it was one of those seamless transitions. I forgot this happened as well, but the seamless transition happens where they're out playing Rush music and all of a sudden the camera pans at one point midway into the performance. And now there's Geddy on bass. It pans over. Now there's Alex on guitar, and there's a second drum kit behind Taylor. And now there is Neil up behind the drums, behind the kit. So after they finished their initial performance, you know, playing a Rush song, the next thing that happened was that Rush then seamlessly kicked into playing, you know, by themselves at that point. And one thing I kept hearing last night was just how amazingly dialed in the sound was. And I got some further insight on that from somebody after the fact who was basically saying that, like, the Rush guys themselves were surprised at how good it sounded that night because they just grabbed somebody somewhat randomly to do their sound for that performance. So they knew the person, but it wasn't their usual person. So they got out from the whole thing and they were just like, man, this sounded, you know, killer. And the other thing that stuck out to me about that performance was just how fierce they were with that performance at the Rock Hall. This all ties back to the questions you asked me about the Taylor Hawkins tribute, because I think that you and I, when we saw that, similarly, man, Alex and Geddy came out. Of course, they played with Dave Grohl behind the drums for one of the songs. They played but with Omar Hakim behind the drums for another one song. And like, they just had not lost a step. They were fierce at that performance as well. And so the thing that both of them have kind of talked about is that they met Paul McCartney. And basically, Paul McCartney, I think, comes to Dave Grohl and says, I haven't met these guys, blah, blah, blah. And so Dave goes into Alex and tells Alex that, like, Paul McCartney, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Alex is like, I haven't met Paul McCartney. Get him in here, you know? So, of course, they bring Paul in. And so Paul, the story goes that they have told is that after everything went down, that Paul, you know, got together with these guys and they had some drinks and allegedly in their telling got pretty plastered. And so Paul was basically telling them, why are you guys not out playing this music?
Yeah.
And just the nutshell was, like, he used the example, you know, it's just me and it's just Ringo, but what if we had stopped playing? You know, what if we had done that? Why aren't you guys out playing this music? So I think that was part of the seed. The other thing that we know that they spoke about in depth, and you and I both have spoken to Alex, so we know part of this, but they spoke about how they got together at Geddy's and just started playing and jamming, because from the time that they played their last show, the thing that has never changed is that Alex and Geddy get together constantly. They are big friends. They get together. He comes over to the house. They go out to dinner. Geddy joked at the thing last night that Alex lives in his basement, you know? So there was all sorts of humor, but so they got, so they were already having these regular get-togethers and eventually got to a point where they were like, man, let's start playing together. Let's just start playing some songs. But they weren't initially playing Rush songs. So eventually, after they had been doing this just over and over for a period of weeks, they were like, let's try some Rush songs. And you know what Alex said at the time was, he's like, what we discovered was we sounded like a really bad Rush tribute band. And then he said, you know, the more that they spent, you know, the time playing the Rush songs, he's like, now I think we're a pretty mediocre Rush band, so we're getting better. So that was basically May of last year. So the timeline for all of this goes back to at least May. And that really was the other piece of this that provided the seed that made them, you know, want to do this. And what I liked about, I'll just go ahead and throw this out there. Obviously, the big question when we started hearing about this was, who's going to play drums? And so we got that answer. It is a woman named Annika Niles that she's known from YouTube, and also she's known because, among other things, she did Jeff Beck's last tour and played about 60 shows. And I believe it was Geddes Tech who had been out with Jeff and so was familiar with, you know, Annika, and basically put her onto Geddes' radar. And Geddes was just a fan. But it's just like, so as all this has come together, they were like, if we're going to do this, you know, as they started thinking more possibly in the direction of going back out and playing shows, they're like, let's just bring her up and let's just play and see how it feels. And that was one thing they said last night, was that this was not an audition for her at all. It never was an audition. It literally was just an experiment. We brought her in, we figured we'd play, and if it worked, cool. And if not, yeah, like, it was just cool to jam with her. And so basically her ending up as the person that's going to play with them. That's the other part I love about this, is there's so Rush, is that there was never a formal audition process. She just came in and started playing with them, and here we are.
Well, I love that, man. I mean, like, from the all those little points that you shared, none of this was forced or even expected. You know, it was just this. I mean, to the truest, in the truest sense, and it might be a word that's overused, but very organic, very natural, very real. And I think that's what makes this even more exciting. This doesn't feel like a engineered production or anything like that. No, this is Alex and Geddes getting back together, paying tribute to their brother, Neil. You know, I think they've been very, very open about that and very honest about that and transparent about that and saying, you know, it's nearly impossible to fill his shoes or to replace him. They're not trying to do that. But yeah, just like that story about Paul McCartney, you know, what would have happened if he stopped playing that music? And so, and I'll tell you, man, I've never seen Rush. I've never had the chance to see Rush. And I mentioned this earlier, but man, I just, you know, like it became like, all right, I'm never going to get to see David Bowie. You know, I'm never going to get to see Lou Reed, and I'm never going to get to see Rush, because that's just how it was. And so to get this chance to experience these songs live with, you know, Geddes and Alex and Annika paying tribute to Neil, it's pretty exciting. And if you're just joining, my name is Chuck. I host Loudwire Nights, national radio show for loudwire.com, joined by Matt Wardlaw, who hosts Ultimate Classic Rock Nights, the radio show for ultimateclassicrock.com. And Matt is sitting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland as we celebrate all of this news. And it's exciting, man. I can't tell you how excited I am.
The other thing I'm very excited. The other thing I should tell you, Chuck, that Geddes said last night, because you've said this a few times about Neil. The other thing that Geddes said was, just, he pointed out that, like, you know, because of when Neil passed and COVID came in right after that, he's like, we never had a chance to do a big tribute concert for Neil. He's like, so this will give us a chance to pay tribute to Neil. He's like, we're going to do it at least a couple times a night. There's going to be at least a couple different ways that we're going to pay tribute to him throughout the show. And the other thing is, he wanted to make sure that people know, and there was a really nice quote in the press release that went out this morning, but he wanted to make sure that the fans that were in attendance last night at the Rock Hall knew that they're doing this with the full support of Neil's wife and daughter. And Neil's wife and daughter just made a lovely statement about how happy they are that Ged and Alex are doing this. And so, man, you know, you and I, as we were talking about this, I said to you, the reason I feel okay with this is because I know that, like, Geddes and Alex and Neil, the way they've always been is, like, they have never, ever done anything halfway. They don't do anything unless it's right. So I knew that, like, you know, if they were going to do this, they were going to get the right person behind the kit. Like, everything about this was going to be for the right reasons. And literally since the day that they played the final show as Rush, and as you say, like, we thought it was over and we were never going to see another Rush show, which was 11 years ago, all they, the two of them, each of them have just been so focused on how, talking about how they didn't feel the need to do any more shows. But the one thing that hadn't changed was that almost immediately after they got off the road playing that last show in Los Angeles, they had just continued to hang out. They're like, we have been friends, you know, since, you know, they were in their early teens. And after all these years, like, so that's all that ever mattered to me, Chuck, is just the fact that, like, the coolest thing was that they had the friendship. And each time that you and I have talked to Alex, like, I've just always loved, like, I long time ago, I got away from the question of asking, like, so are you and Getty going to, you know, ever go play again? Because it became clear that's the question they always get. And so more than anything, it was just always cool to hear whatever he would tell us anytime that we would talk, just as far as what he and Getty had been up to. And maybe it had been like, you know, launching a new beer, which he was not telling me because he's plugging the beer. Or maybe, you know, like I said, like it was just because they were getting together and just jamming and playing songs. But that was what was funny about when you and I talked to him last year, is that basically he said when it came to playing the Rush songs like they were, he's like, we're just doing it for fun, man. He's like, we're not going to go back on tour. We're not going to get another drummer. He's like, I don't want a tour. He's like, I'm very happy with everything that we did. So I think that what's been great, Rush fans are very supportive, and they have just been very supportive and very cool to just let these guys, the overwhelming sentiment has been, they don't owe us anything else ever. Yeah. So it's like they've just been good about, like, basically just enjoying watching these guys like any of us, and like anything that comes out, whether it's a reissue or whatever, it's gravy. So it's
cool, man. Yeah. Well, I remember, when we had Alex on Loudwire Nights, I avoided that question. Are you going to get, get back together? But we started talking about Black Sabbath, you know, cause like you look at the timing of their discographies and their history, like very different lanes, but still sort of parallel. And I just loved hearing Alex talk about how he and Getty, like you said, they're best friends, they're brothers. And so they're talking all the time. And you know, they were close, I think, to being part of the Back to the Beginning event with Ozzy and Black Sabbath. And, but kind of to something you said, it, for whatever reason, we didn't get into the nitty gritty. It didn't make sense, or it wasn't going to work out. And so they weren't going to force it or anything like that. And so to be at this point where they're going to be playing so many shows across North America in 2026, it seems like, this is right. This makes sense. You know, they're not forcing this or anything like that. And, you know, we got a lot of comments saying that's awesome. And someone just said, I'm freaking out with this return. And I am with you on that. I think it's amazing. They kick off the tour on June 7th in LA. They're playing Mexico, Texas, Chicago, New York, Toronto, and they wrap things up in your neck of the woods, Matt, in Cleveland, Ohio. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. I got to say this, just in case you're just jumping on, we are giving away a trip to Chicago. So they're playing two nights in Chicago. We've got tickets for the second night. It's July 18th. And
Chuck, you and I are not eligible to win. So let's say that right away.
We're not eligible to win this. No. And so we'll get you to Chicago, you and a guest. We'll get you two nights in a hotel, and we'll get you tickets into this concert, into this incredible concert. And huge thanks to Q Prime, who, Matt, you've talked so much about already, for partnering with us on that. But I still can't kind of believe it that it's happening, but I know it's happening because we're talking about it. And Alex and Getty talked about it last night at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and everyone's freaking out, but it's really cool. And someone just commented, they must come to Brazil. And, we can join together as we pray to the rock gods and hope that 2026 isn't the end of this, and that 50 something just turns into 50 something more. And Rush can take over the world, man.
I have a little bit of insight on that. So I'll share that insight. And then if it's okay, I want to tell you one more anecdote about how cool these guys are. And then also you and I are both collector nerds, so I have to share a collector nerd thing with the fans. All right, we'll start with the anecdote first, or the thing about last night. You know, what Getty said was that these initial dates are a test run. They want to see how things go because they don't know. It's been 11 years since they've played shows. So he definitely left the door open that if things go well, they would like to do more. But he told the fans straight up, you know, here are the shows that we're putting out. I think it's like seven cities total, you know, multiple shows in each of those, you know, in most of those cities. And then he's like, basically like, we'll see. So I like having that like little Rush Starman shaped light at the end of the tunnel. So we'll see where that goes and awesome. How that goes. You know, the anecdote I was going to just tell you about these guys as guys, I had a chance to talk to a fellow journalist who told a cool story about getting together to interview Getty. And they ended up having dinner later that night with Alex. And apparently somewhere in the midst of the whole conversation, they were talking about Envy of None, which, of course, is the band that Alex has been wrapped up with over the past few years. And had a nice dinner, lovely time. And so the journalist said the next morning he was back there having breakfast at that same place, just having breakfast, you know, by himself or whatever the case was, felt a tap on his shoulder. And there's Alex, who had come to bring him a copy of the Envy of None record since they had talked about it the previous night. Like Alex, just like regular man of the people, just walked into the restaurant, found the guy and gave him a copy of the thing. Since the guy had said he wanted to hear it. So that's super cool.
That's awesome.
The collector thing. I have not heard of this, but I have a new thing that I now need to have in my life. Rush fans will know there are a lot of cool Rush promos out there. And one of the coolest things that I heard about last night was, I think this was put out on vinyl for when they put out Exit Stage Left. And it's something called Russian Roulette. And basically what it is it's a sampler of six tracks from Exit Stage Left, and the way the vinyl is cut, and I've heard of things like this but never like this before, the vinyl is cut so that every time you drop the needle it will land on one of the different six songs. Like even if you start it like at the, you know, front of the record, doesn't matter, the way the vinyl is cut it will play a different song. So super cool stuff. So if you're like
me, keep your eye out for that.
Yeah, if you're like me and you need one more Rush thing in your life, one more thing to hunt for, the Rush White Whale, there you go. I just helped add something to your list.
Well, and we said it before, I'll say it again. We do have plenty of Rush vinyl in the Loudwire store. So if you go to store.loudwire.com, there's a link in the chat too. And you can dive into the Rush collection. And both Wardlaw and I have promo codes to save you some money because it's important, especially if you're going to buy tickets for this Rush 50-something tour. But Chuck 15, Wardlaw 15, 1-5, it'll get you 15% off. So, and you can use that as much as you want. And so no competition between me and Matt or anything like that, but we're just here to
There is a competition. That's why I'll tell folks that they can also go to ucrmerch.com. But I might have directly set up as a segue so that you could so that we could go from talking to vinyl to talking about the vinyl that we have for all of our friends right there at those two locations.
Well, listen, as we wrap things up, man, I just got to say a couple things too. One, I cannot wait to see how other musicians respond to this because, you know, as I've been diving into stuff and just remembering things, like Billy Corgan is such a huge Rush fan. And so I can't wait to hear what he has to say about this. Obviously guys like Mike Portnoy and musicians like that. But you know, for me, like on the, you know, on the more modern rock side, like Adam Gontier from 3 Days Grace, who's just had a huge year returning to 3 Days Grace. He was in a band with Alex and Getty and, you know, Canadian brothers. And so I'm excited as excited as I am. And I love seeing all the fans, like all these musicians, all these big rock stars, they're going to have the exact same feelings. You know, they're feeling like little kids that their favorite band is touring again. And I can't wait to see all of that to come out.
Do you have your show picked out where you're going to go?
Not
I'm so
yet.
So excited for you to see Rush.
So I got to tell you, man, one of the reasons why I love Rush is because of a radio station I grew up listening to in Kansas City. And the guy who still programs it, he is affectionately known as A-Hole Bob. He is not an A-Hole, but, and so, but he's the biggest Rush fan. And, you know, Matt, we both have a producer for our radio shows, producer Daniel, who is also one of the biggest Rush fans. And whenever I'm around people like that, and they are so proud of the bands they love, it makes me a bigger fan. And so, you know, growing up listening to Bob's radio station, working with Daniel, they do such a good job waving the flag for Rush that it makes me love Rush even more. So all that to be said, talking to Bob about maybe hitting up one of these shows, maybe Texas, or, you know, I'd love to come to Cleveland. You and I got to catch AC/DC this year and spend some time at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so, you know, maybe do that again with Rush. I think that might be fun.
I think that'd be very fun. And I'm going to give a shout out too to my buddy Matt Serena. When I was working at WMMS in Cleveland, Matt was the guy that got me out. He didn't ask me. He said, "You are going to see the Kiss reunion tour. You got to see Kiss. You got to see Kiss with makeup." And same thing, Rush, Test for Echo tour. He's like, "I got you a ticket. You're going." And amazing. That was the tour that fans will remember. I don't know. They played 3 hours or over 3 hours or close to it. But regardless, like, they were pulling out all the stops, playing all of 2112, just all sorts of cool stuff. So, yeah, man. Awesome. Like you said, it's one of my favorite things. That's why I wanted to know where you were going for your show, because it's like, there's nothing better than being around people that are fellow Rush fans, seeing this band. And if they're like you and have never seen the band, that's the best feeling. Like, just seeing how a person reacts to seeing that music played live in person. And, you know, you are not the only one that has not seen this band. There's a whole generation or two that have not seen Rush. And it's like, you're going to see a lot of people out seeing their first Rush shows on this tour. And that's so exciting.
Well, Matt, it's great catching up, man. Let me do a couple housekeeping items. Again, sure. We've got all the news about this Rush tour for 2026, the Rush 50-something tour with Alex and Getty and drummer Annika Niles at loudwire.com, at ultimateclassicrock.com. Learn who Annika is. Get all the dates, all the ticket information, all the pre-sale timing, everything you need for Rush 50-something. We've got you covered on both websites and both apps, so make sure you download the apps. Also, Matt and I are on the radio every night, 7 to midnight. You can get all the details for our radio shows at ultimateclassicrock.com and loudwire.com too. And I promise you, we will be celebrating Rush a lot over these next many months. And lastly, one more plug, ucrmerch.com, store.loudwire.com. We have got loads and loads of Rush vinyl. And I can tell you, man, they're going to go fast. As you can imagine, the Black Sabbath, the Aussie vinyl, they all went very fast, a few months ago for many different reasons. And so if you need to add to your collection, now's the time to do it. And we're saving you money. Chuck 1-5 gets you 15% off. Wardlaw 1-5 gets you 15% off too. And, but Matt, man, so it's so good just catching up, period. But to get a catch up about Rush, man, and this, I think, honestly, listen, I think this is some of the best, most positive news in rock and roll in a long, long time. I think this tour is going to be one of the coolest tours of the 21st century. Like, it's because this is how I started out. It was inconceivable that this would even happen. And so, like, I don't think impossible captures it. It's just in a list of 1,000 possibilities for tours and bands getting back together, I don't think this would have made the list. And yet here we are, man, celebrating it. So Matt, great to catch up. I love that you're at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right now, and sharing all the behind the scenes stories from last night's event with Alex and Getty. And hopefully we can do this again soon, man.
Thank you, man. I look forward to it. Always great to see you. And, you know, this is awesome and an exciting day, man.
We've reached the end of another episode of the UCR podcast. It is Matt Wardlaw. We appreciate you listening. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please rate and review wherever you are listening and hit subscribe so that you'll receive future episodes of the podcast from Ultimate Classic Rock.